Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hi there and welcome to RotoWire's NBA DFS podcast for Friday, March 24, 2017. Hoops fans, I'm Paul Bruno, and you know me for my work on hockey, baseball, and football pods at RotoWire over the last 2 years. Well, spring has sprung around here, which means the serious shooting for the NBA playoffs is just around the corner, as it is for hockey, and that's keeping me really busy these days, but I really love doing these podcasts. And we're going to be talking hoops today, as usual, with my partner, Dan Bruno, who you can follow at DBrunoOfficial. I'm Paul Bruno. You can follow me at Statsman22. Dan, let's take a look at your work. What do you do for RotoWire, and where can people find it?
Well, on RotoWire.com, you can follow my work covering games daily in the NBA preview and recap section there. And there we're just, you know, previewing the game, recapping the game, who's hot, who's not, injuries and stuff like that. And then if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at DBrunoOfficial. That's DBrunoOfficial, where you can catch some interesting NBA news and different kinds of fun stuff that you can only see in the Twitter world.
Very good, Dan. Let's get into the schedule. We got 10 games on the docket tonight. I'll take us through the first five. We got Denver at Indiana, where the home standing Pacers are a 2-point favorite. The over-under is a high 218.5 for that 7 o'clock tip. Detroit is a visitor in Orlando, but they're a favorite by 4 points with an over-under at 205.5 points, also a 7 o'clock start. Brooklyn visits Washington for one of the bigger lines on the night, where the homestanding Wizards are an 11.5-point pick. The over-under is 226 points, another 7 o'clock start. And the Cleveland Cavaliers are a 3-point favorite despite being visitors to Charlotte, with the over-under in that game set at 212.5 points, another 7 o'clock start. We move to 7:30 for the lone 7:30 tip there. Phoenix is in Boston, and that's another long odds in favor of Boston with minus 15 on their docket. Over-under is 220.5 points. Dan, take us through the remaining schedule, please.
Then at 8 o'clock, you've got the 76ers visiting Chicago, where the Bulls are a 7.5-point favorite with an over-under of 210. And also at 8 o'clock, you've got the Pelicans visiting Houston, where the Rockets are an 8-point favorite with a high over-under there of 230.5. Again, at 8 o'clock, the last 8 o'clock tip of the night, you've got the Hawks visiting Milwaukee, where the Bucks are a 6-point favorite with an over-under of 202. Then on to 10:30, you have the Sacramento Kings visiting Golden State, where the Warriors are 17.5-point favorite with an over-under of 214. And finally, you have the Timberwolves visiting Los Angeles to take on the Lakers, where the Timberwolves are a 6.5-point favorite with an over-under of 219.
Geez, Dan, there's a lot of games tonight where there's long odds in favor of one team. We could see a lot of garbage time on Friday night, so that could affect our FanDuel setups for sure. But before we get into that, I want to remind our listeners about at FanDuel, we're fortunate to have two sponsors, one of which is pristineauction.com. I'll spell that out. It's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com, where they have daily auctions ending nightly with hundreds of lots available. There's tons of stuff for the man cave, always something perfect for a fan of any team. If you're concerned about authenticity, so am I, and that's very important, obviously. They guarantee authenticity, and all items come with an authentication from only the most trusted of sources. And I'm also concerned about affordability. And believe me, folks, most people don't think they can afford this stuff, but it is much more affordable than you think when you finally dive in and check this site out. I'm also going to point out there's a couple of things that I saw today. For instance, the Cubs have a 2016 signed jersey by 24 members of that World Championship team that broke that awful long slump, and it's listing for $315 right now. In addition, if you're interested in basketball, a signed LeBron photo from the 2013 playoffs is going for $419 right now. So those are pretty fair values and really good keepsakes given the quality of the people involved and the quality of the story involved in each case. It's quick and free and easy to register and bid. You only have to pay when you win. And lastly, I'll encourage our listeners, please mention in the How Did You Hear About section of the website when you register, there's an option to go to RotoWire in the drop-down. Please show us some love there, and we will continue to run these ads in the hope that you do check out this site. It's really a lot of good values. All right, Dan, let's get into our position-by-position breakdown and see if we can help our listeners win big in playing FanDuel today. We'll start, as usual, with a look at the point guard position. The top point guard on the board tonight is John Wall. He has had a fabulous season, averaging 45.2 FanDuel points per game. He gets the visitors from Brooklyn in one of those games with the long odds that I mentioned. And as a result, do you play or fade him at that 10,000 price tag?
Well, it's tough to say fade John Wall because, I mean, he's been one of the most consistent players in terms of FanDuel fantasy point production over about the last 20 games. He's really keeping around his average of 45.2 points a game, sometimes in the high 30s, but then sometimes he tops it up to the 50s, high 50s, and might touch 60 here and there. So, I mean, John Wall is a heck of a consistent player in terms of fantasy, but tonight going up against Brooklyn, I mean, the thing is, if the Wizards are going to blow this one open, it's going to be at the hands of John Wall, so he's likely going to put up those kind of numbers. But the thing is, I feel like he's been carrying a heck of a lot of the load lately, and if there is a game to kind of give him a little bit of a rest down the stretch, this might be it. Not necessarily saying that the coach is going to sit him on the sidelines like some other players elect or some other coaches like to do, but I could see him maybe keeping below 30 minutes in this one if possible, and I don't see the greatest plan to pick John Wall at $10,000 tonight. In my mind, he's a fade for some of the other point guards that you can take for quite a bit cheaper.
Yeah, and let's take a look at that range, beginning with Steph Curry at $9,600. All you said about Wall could apply to Curry. He's really picked it up of late, and he has a good matchup at home against Sacramento. Again, a game that could be a blowout. So what you said for Wall could really apply to him too.
But yeah, definitely.
Maybe,
I think.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe below that, though, let's take a look at Kyrie Irving all the way down to Dennis Schroeder at $7,000. There's probably a few guys in there that are worth a play and should be popular picks tonight, Dan.
Well, Kyrie Irving has been maintaining quite a high level of play in terms of his fantasy point production. His average here is 38 FanDuel points a game, and he's right around there topping that most nights. Coming close to 40 quite a few, or coming over 40 a few times. He even hit 60 not too long ago. So I like Kyrie Irving quite a bit better than John Wall tonight, just because it should be, I think, a more competitive matchup, and you save the money that you can spend elsewhere. And on such a big slate like tonight with so many teams playing, there's a lot of good players out there, and if you spend... Well, in some ways, it gives you the ability to spend more on some guys because then you can fill it in with more role players. But at the same time, if you spend too big on the wrong guy, then you're really out of luck. So I like to save a little bit of money here if I can.
Well, and then I'm also looking at a guy like Kemba Walker. He goes up against Cleveland tonight, and I don't know if that impacts his value or not. For me, he's the big shooter on Charlotte, and we'll be going head-to-head against Kyrie Irving. That's going to be a pretty marquee type matchup. And then you got Ricky Rubio, who has another one of those soft-looking matchups against the Lakers. So I think in this group, for me, it's got to be Ricky Rubio and Kyrie Irving that stand out, because I think Irving and the Cavs really have to make a statement. They've been slumping a little bit of late, and we'll talk a little bit about the impact of that later on in the show.
Yeah, I agree. It's pretty much a must win for Cleveland. And Rubio was the other guy that I was going to mention there too, out of that group of four. I think he's been playing great lately, and he's got a pretty favorable matchup against the Lakers. They're not going to roll over. We know that, but at the same time, it should be a game where Minnesota's battling too. They're still not giving up on that playoff spot. They're a little bit out right now, a few games out. They're about 5 or 6 games out of that spot right now, actually closer to 7. They're about 4.5 games out. So they're still within range, but it's not too likely, but they're still battling. So I like Ricky Rubio a lot here.
Any others strike you in the 71,000-7,000 range, Dan? I'm looking at Jrue Holiday thinking that might be a good matchup for him.
Well, you know what I started interesting about that? I was watching James Harden the other day, and I started to realize how little defense he does play. he really doesn't play defense. And the thing is, the reason being is because he doesn't want to rack up the fouls. I saw maybe the last Houston game I watched, he got a foul early in the first quarter, and that pretty much threw all bets off of him even putting a finger out on defense. So, and even one of his teammates started grilling him for that, and you could read his lips. He's saying, "I got one foul, man. I got a foul. I'm not gonna." He literally handed the other team layups and stuff like that. So, his plan is to score back on the offensive side of the ball. So it is an interesting pick to look at who is matched up against James Harden for the fact that they might be facing a pretty much of a turnstile on defense. So one of those guys would be Jrue Holiday, and the other guy is Tim Frazier, right, who's coming up on the shooting guard section. So I have a feeling Jrue Holiday might draw the Patrick Beverley matchup, which might be a bit tough for him. But certainly when we get to shooting guards and Tim Frazier, I think he's a fantastic pick in the value section tonight.
All right, well, let's carry on in this range then, Dan, in the point guard position. We've got Jeff Teague at $6,800 on down to Jeremy Lin at $6,000 against Washington. Are you on any of these guys as a bit of a sleeper pick in this range, given the quality we just talked about above them?
Well, yeah, I think Jeff Teague is a real good pick in this range. He kind of sneaks in under the big value guys and just above big money guys and just above the value guys. So, but he's been playing great, right around his FanDuel point per game average of 32.7. And for $6,800, it should be a high scoring game tonight against Denver. Also, a team that, you know, if they're coming in with Jameer Nelson at point guard, that should be a pretty favorable matchup for Jeff Teague. And Indiana is definitely still looking out to hunting down wins as much as they can. They're only 7th in the East, and they really need to keep it up. So I really like Jeff Teague tonight. He was one of my guys that I'm looking at for sure.
Yeah.
And another guy who's been pretty hot lately is Tyler Ulis. But this is a second night of a back-to-back for him, going up against Rajon Rondo, who's similar stat. Going up against Isaiah Thomas, who's similar stature. What I was thinking of Rondo is I do like Rondo's matchup tonight against Philly. I think Rondo is going to have a good game tonight against Philly. They're playing at home, and Chicago coming off a loss, or did they win their last game? Regardless, Rondo's been playing very well in his last bunch of games, and I think he's gonna have a good one tonight too.
Well, I'm going to go against you in the Rondo situation. I think he's been playing a lot to the level of his opponent. And against the Raptors, he was, of course, outstanding. But he's thrown a couple of 20s and 25s in the last little while, too. And if he plays down to the level of the Sixers, who are not one of the better teams in the league, owners might be disappointed. That might be one where we put a little bit side bet on, Dan, after the show. So we'll see how that goes. What about in the 5,000 range? We got Jordan Clarkson, $5,600. Down to Patrick Beverley, you mentioned, at 5,000. How about any of these guys before we get into the real tournament-type plays here?
Well, it's a tough zone here. Jordan Clarkson's pretty hard to bet on because he'll have a good game and then he'll just totally defer in the next game. The last game I was watching, I don't even think he scored a bucket till late in the fourth quarter. It was pretty much, you know, D'Angelo Russell taking all the shots, right, and or if it wasn't him, it was them passing it into some of their younger guys, Zubac, and getting Randle some touches down low. So I think the thing about Jordan Clarkson is, believe it or not, I think he might be one of the more mature players on that team, and I don't think he's totally looking for his own shot as much as he was earlier in the season when he, you know, was thinking he could, with his talent, help his team win some games. Now it's clearly about the future in Los Angeles, and he's definitely deferring to a lot of those young guys there. So I'm not big on Jordan Clarkson tonight, that's for sure. And also, I'm not really too big on any of these guys, Darren Collison, TJ McConnell, Ty Lawson, or Jimmy Nelson, or Patrick Beverley. I don't think any of them are super great picks tonight, in my opinion. I'm looking at guys like Jeff Teague, like we mentioned, Kyrie Irving, Ricky Rubio, and then a couple guys below maybe.
Yeah, and let's go into that section below, and I'm kind of curious to know which way you might go on the Detroit point guard situation, because they've got two guys that they use a lot of in terms of FanDuel play at the point, and that's Ish Smith and Reggie Jackson, both pretty much splitting time and splitting productivity. If you had to lean in one direction or the other, there's $4,700 for Smith, $4,600 for Jackson. Which way might you kind of flip the coin, let's say? And then about anybody else in this range too?
I think at this point you've got to start leaning towards Ish Smith, just because Reggie Jackson has had his fair shake, and it obviously hasn't worked out so well for Detroit. And Stan Van Gundy's definitely all about trying different things, and I think Ish Smith has been the one to prove himself as pretty much the better fit there overall. They started the season with him for a good chunk of games while Reggie Jackson was injured, and they were doing all right. And then he came in, had a great FanDuel production night the other night with 38, and then came back in his previous game with 24 FanDuel points. And that the last game he only played 25 minutes, came up with 24 FanDuel points. So the thing about Ish Smith is he really fills up the assists column more than Reggie Jackson. I would say Reggie Jackson relies a lot more on points, whereas Ish Smith seems to be a better passing point guard, and I think I would lean towards him tonight if you're looking at either of the Detroit guys.
All right, and let's move to the shooting guard position. We talked a little bit about James Harden's defense, but it's all about the offense on FanDuel pretty much, except for the turnovers this guy causes at the top of the list. That's Harden, of course, rating coming in at $12,500. That's one of the biggest price points on the season. And then behind him, Giannis Antetokounmpo with Milwaukee, who handles the ball a lot for the Bucks at $10,300. I know, I think I would like to save some money here, and probably of these two, I'd go with Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, me too. Even though Harden's coming, his last performance against New Orleans, that was in New Orleans, he came up with 73 FanDuel points. And looking at that, it's tough to say that you're willing to pass up on that. But, I mean, and if we just look at Harden's production overall in the last maybe 10 games, he's averaging pretty much high 50s in FanDuel points, which is his season average, 54. So, I mean, $12,500 is really not out of the question in terms of a price tag. But I would personally be leaning towards Antetokounmpo in this area, just because I think he can hit those same similar numbers. He's a little bit more volatile, where he could fall off down to like the 20s or the 30s. He has shown a tendency to do that now and then, a lot more than Harden. Harden's quite a bit more consistent, but I mean, given the matchups, I think Antetokounmpo is a pretty favorable one with Atlanta coming to town, especially they're missing Paul Millsap. So they're not as strong a team as they had been, and Milwaukee's in a tougher spot in terms of the standings. They need another couple wins to really solidify their place, whereas Houston maybe can start thinking about cutting back some minutes for Harden. And I mean, we'll have to see what happens here. But yeah, I'm leaning towards Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, he probably fits into the mix for me, because he's got a more competitive game too. I could see the Houston game being a bit one-sided at one point, and maybe that cuts down Harden's involvement as well. We drop down into the next range. Let's split it up a little bit, Dan. We got Bradley Beal at 8,000, and we'll go all the way down to Devin Booker, Avery Bradley, and Will Barton at 6,500. So from 6,500 up to the second, in the second tier, to Bradley Beal, who faces Brooklyn. I might be fading Beal. I think he'll score early and often enough that they might wind up sitting him and Wall in what looks like one of the blowouts of the night.
Yeah, well, the thing about Bradley Beal, he can really put up some great numbers, but to me, this is a bit of a high price tag for this matchup. I mean, if you look at his production chart, his last game, 48 FanDuel points, but then three straight games. Before that, he was in the 20s. And before that, only 31. And then finally, before those games, he came up with 37, 37, and 56. So he's definitely trended at a little bit of a valley in his production. He bounced back in the last game, but I mean, the price tag's a bit high for a guy who could really only come up with, you know, mid-20s in terms of his production, especially on a night like this. I mean, like you said, I think he will score early, and he will score a decent amount. He'll probably get to the mid-20s, high 20s, maybe 30, but for $8,000, I don't like the value there. So I'm looking at a couple guys below him for sure. So those guys that I might like actually would be, I mean, Devin Booker. I know he's on the second night of a back-to-back, but he's definitely got the green light in Phoenix, and they're running with their young guns there for sure. So that's a much more interesting pick for a much more reasonable price, $6,500, and I think he could get you similar production.
Yeah, and I'm looking in this range at a guy like a Klay Thompson. You know, I'm a big fan of his, and he's getting more touches with Durant being out of the lineup a little bit, and become more confident in his game as a result. In the last 20 games, I'll say overall, he was slumping a little bit early in the season, but has really come alive and is his old self in the last month and a half. And now, as I said, he's getting more touches. So I like that matchup, even though he's another candidate that could be pulled early, but he'll score a ton while he's on the floor there. So some good options and some fadeable options in that range, I find, given the circumstances. Let's go below the 6,500 mark, Dan, all the way down to 5,000. We got Gary Harris at $6,300. On down to Jeremy Lamb at $5,000. He faces Cleveland, of course, tonight. That's a tough matchup potentially for him.
Well, I think you've got a few interesting selections here. One I would say is Marcus Smart coming up against Phoenix. I mean, if Boston's on their game, they should be able to take hold of this one. And maybe it's a game where Marcus Smart gets a little bit extra run in favor of maybe giving Isaiah Thomas a few extra minutes of rest. Whereas also another couple guys I like here are Evan Fournier against Detroit. Detroit's shown not the strongest defense lately, and Fournier is definitely one of the go-to guys for Orlando. He takes a lot of shots early. Fournier and Vucevic definitely take the majority of the shots there. So I have started to like Fournier a lot more towards the second half of the season, especially with Ibaka away. I think their offense is a little bit more set, and they know what they're doing a little bit more there. And another guy I think is an interesting pick too is Tyreke Evans. I've read he's feeling in top shape lately, coming off 22 FanDuel points in his last game and only 21 minutes of action, and that was a couple days ago, so he's rested and ready to go. And no matter which way things go tonight, I think he'll get his fair bit of run there. So I think Tyreke Evans is also an interesting pick.
And I'll add the name of Tim Hardaway Jr., maybe a bit of a contrarian pick in this range, Dan, but I like the way he's been playing the last couple of weeks. He's had a couple of dog games, but for the most part, he's really filled it up with points to the point where he's punching above his weight, as I like to say. He averages 21 on the year, but he's been above that in most in 8 of his last 10 starts. So I'll take the guy who's got the hot hand, even though it might be a bit of an unfavorable matchup on the floor, counting on that run to continue for him. Let's go value hunting below this 5,000 plateau. We got the likes of Eric Gordon and Buddy Hield. Are they of interest to you, or do you look further down the list here to find some tournament plays that might work out?
Well, yeah, Eric Gordon is a pretty interesting pick. He's going up against his old team, and, you know, that's always interesting, always an extra motivating factor. But I'd like to focus on a couple guys just below, because $4,800 is good, but to me, I want to highlight some more value, the big sale clearance prices. So I like Tim Frazier, as I mentioned before, $3,900. I'm not 100% sure if he's going to get the start. We'll have to keep an eye on that. But especially if he's going to get a start going up against Houston, he might draw the matchup against James Harden quite a bit of the time. And the reason I would think that is because if it's Frazier and Holiday, I would assume that Houston would elect to give Harden the easier of those two assignments, which would probably be Frazier, regardless of what they're officially listed as point guard or shooting guard. So I would assume Tim Frazier might be going up against some light defense, 3,900 bucks, pretty good go. And he's been playing well in his starting minutes. And also another guy I like is Iman Shumpert for Cleveland, only 3,500 bucks, which I think is a pretty generous price tag for this guy who's been a consistent starter for Cleveland and has put up some pretty decent numbers for most of the season. He's averaging only 14.9 FanDuel points, but he definitely hits the 20 mark about once every three or four games. And I think he can come up with a good one tonight against Charlotte, too.
Okay, let's go over to the small forward position where the best player in the game, in my opinion, resides, even though he's been a little up and down the last couple of starts. And that's LeBron James, of course, against Charlotte tonight. I think this is going to be a tough matchup for Bron at $10,700. Do you play or fade him tonight?
Well, I would definitely consider playing him because he needs to do it all. I mean, he comes out with these bold statements calling his team out for toughness and this and that, when I think the highlight of the game in their previous game was Jokic bodying LeBron down low and taking him in the post despite all these fouls that LeBron laid onto Jokic. So, I mean, he's going to come out and call his team out for toughness. He better come out and back it up in this game. I mean, he only had 18 points in that last game, 4 turnovers,
right,
28 FanDuel points. So not a super LeBron type of performance, well below his 20 FanDuel points below his season average. So, I mean, this game against Charlotte is one that, I mean, to me, the loss in, I think it was in Denver, if I'm not mistaken, and that's pretty understandable, in my opinion. Denver's a tough place to play, and the team is hot, but it's a big different story if you lose to Charlotte, who's 11th place in the East right now, and a team that's battling for a playoff spot, and if they get it, they would be probably the ones matched up against Cleveland. So this has to be a statement game for the Cavs, and LeBron has to lead the charge, so I would play him for $10,700.
And the next guy on the list is, of course, injured. That's Kevin Durant. So we'll jump down below him and talk a bit about Jimmy Butler. I want to spend a little moment here because he was outstanding against the Raptors, and he's been on a real great run in the last week and a half, averaging well over his 40 points per game. And he's got a good matchup tonight against Philadelphia. This is one of those where I know what I said. I expect a one-sided affair. If the same thing that I said about Rondo applies to Butler, I think. If he's engaged, he's going to rev it up again and go nuts. But there's a chance with the quality of opposition that he plays down to that level, in my opinion. Do you share that thought, or are you confident here?
Well, funny how you're saying you think Chicago plays to the opponent. I think Philly is a team that is exactly like that, too. They definitely play up to tough opponents, and I think Philly's going to give Chicago a run for their money tonight. I could even see maybe Philly stealing the game.
Wow.
Yeah, because they've got some good defenders, like TJ McConnell is a good defender on the point guards, and Robert Covington is a really solid defender who will probably be matched up against Jimmy Butler. So, I mean, I wouldn't pick Jimmy Butler tonight. He could go off, that's for sure. I'm not saying that's not going to happen, but in terms of my bets, in terms of what I have to bet on and what I think he's going up against, I'm not huge on Butler tonight for 9,500.
All right, we're going to go look at some other players who cost a little less. You might be interested in the next guy on the list. Paul George gets the matchup against Denver at home in Indiana for $8,600. Then after him, it drops down to Covington at $7,100. Let's take a look at that group, down to a couple of injured guys with game time decision notes on Gallinari and Warren, who are $6,500 and $6,400 respectively.
Well, I'm absolutely interested in Paul George, and that's pretty much the main reason why I wouldn't pick Jimmy Butler, because just for a few bucks less, you get a guy who's a very similar kind of player and pretty much very similar in what he offers you in terms of his FanDuel production and his role on the team and everything like that. So for Paul George, to me, you save about $900 in your fantasy money here, and I like the matchup. It should be a high-scoring game. Denver at Indiana, and again the defense, the matchup for Paul George, it could be Wilson Chandler, or not exactly sure who it might be, but I think it's a little bit more favorable than Robert Covington guarding Jimmy Butler. So I definitely like Paul George here. And then the other guy I like right there is I like Andrew Wiggins tonight, who's been having a good streak, four straight games over 30 FanDuel points. And again, Minnesota's still battling for that playoff spot. And who's going to stop him in L.A.? I don't know. I don't think anybody in the Lakers is really going to be able to step up to Wiggins and get a hand in the face to stop that mid-range jumper and stop his drives to the basket. I think Andrew Wiggins has a good night tonight. And $7,000, that's a decent price. Even if he only gets 30 FanDuel points, that's still good value in my opinion.
And Wilson Chandler was not playing until the last game, and so I'm a little bit wary of where his game might be at. He did have a decent start last time out. In this range, too, I might like Chris Middleton,
yeah,
who's been performing pretty consistently, close to that average or maybe above at 26 points in FanDuel play. That's pretty good production for $6,500 if you can fit him into the lineup. Mm-hmm. Let's drop down a little bit more, Dan, below the game time notes, as I said, on Warren Gallinari. We've got Jay Crowder at $5,900, and let's take it down to Michael Kidd-Gilchrist at $5,000 here.
Well, Jay Crowder against Phoenix, he should be able to have a good game here, especially playing at home. So he's a pretty, I would call, one of the more low-risk kind of picks. You know, I would say he's going to get between 20 and 30 FanDuel points, just about guaranteed. And if he does anything better than that, that's a pretty good win, I would say, for $5,900. He's going to play around 30 or 33 minutes a game, probably. And again, he attacks all columns, so he's a good look there. One guy who's kind of slumping is Otto Porter, but that kind of brings his price tag down to a nice range here, $5,800. And this could be the game maybe where the opposition's a little slight and he has a chance to bounce back. I mean, under 20 FanDuel points in two straight games. And it's been about seven games before he hit 40, where he was getting to that point kind of consistently for a while. So, I mean, he's an interesting pick tonight. I can't say much more about Otto Porter, but other than it's a good price tag for the potential that you have, and this opponent might be the game that helps him get back into the groove.
Yeah, I love that call, Dan. Another guy who might fit into the same category for me is Marcus Morris versus Orlando. I think it's a pretty good matchup for him, and he's been very consistent. I think that's a pretty good price point for the value that he might turn in to tonight's game. We got to look at the value plays here below 5,000. There's a few notes on players like Andre Iguodala, Brandon Ingram, both game time calls with hip and knee injuries respectively. Kent Bazemore's out with a knee injury, of course. And there are other players down here that are going to get starter minutes or maybe a good run. So who might those guys be tonight, Dan?
Well, it's just worth noting Rondé Hollis-Jefferson had a pretty good night last night. Came up with 30-something FanDuel points, had like 16 rebounds in less minutes than that. I think I'll tell you exactly. He played 15 minutes and came up with 16 rebounds. So that's pretty amazing. 31 FanDuel points. I mean, that's quite an anomaly of a performance for him, but just throwing that out there. But one interesting really pick here for me is Matt Barnes, Golden State versus Sacramento. I don't know if anybody saw, but Matt Barnes is looking to kill Sacramento tonight. So I'm sure there's going to be a bit of a police presence in the building. You know, he's been a wanted man, and it's probably not going to be the last time. I mean, I have a lot of respect though for Matt Barnes. Don't get me wrong there, and he does get a bit of an unfair shake in terms of his reputation and some of that stuff. You know, a bit misunderstood maybe, but anyway, he should be coming out with a real chip on his shoulder, and he's going to really attack the game there. He's going to look for probably every rebound he can get, every loose ball, every steal, and I'm sure he's going to want to put the ball in the basket too. So for $4,100 in terms of your bargain picks, he's not a bad one there. Another couple, two, three of them in a row right here that are pretty decent: Terrence Ross and Shabazz Muhammad.
Yeah.
A couple good value picks here. Shabazz Muhammad against the Lakers, coming up against the Lakers' second lineup. I mean, Muhammad should be able to do his thing. Another guy I like is Tony Snell against Atlanta. I think that's $3,900 is a great pick. And another one, finally, $3,700, Marco Bellinelli up against Cleveland. Bellinelli's been getting a few more minutes lately and a few more touches earlier in the game. Maybe it's because of Batum's situation where he's not necessarily 100%, or maybe, I don't know what's going on with his, he had migraines there. But anyway, Bellinelli's playing consistently above 20 minutes a game over the last nine games or so. Came up with 27 FanDuel points in his last game, but other than that, through that last eight or nine game stretch, he's averaging about 17 FanDuel points per game, which is right on his season average. So, I mean, for $3,700, you get a guy who If his three is falling and he's playing at home, he's going to really turn you in some good value there.
You know what? You've given us a great bit of value picks in this range. I think I'm going to go bargain hunting here. And the guy that I liked is a guy I'm not a big fan of, I got to admit. That's Terrence Ross. He's turned in three very good offensive games in a row, his best streak of the season. And I like that factor when I'm looking at any player. The recent returns are indicative of future performance, to misquote what you see on your investment catalogs every day. I'll use that line over and over. Go over to the power forwards, Dan, with me, and let's take a look at the top two guys who stand about $2,500 to $3,000 above the rest of the field, and that's Anthony Davis of New Orleans and Nikola Jokic of Denver. They're both on the road tonight. Does that mean that you play or fade these guys?
Well, if I could play both of them, I would. Unfortunately, there's a salary cap limit here in FanDuel. I mean, I'd love to play all these guys, really. I don't want to fade any of them, but I mean, if we look at what Anthony Davis has done recently, a bit of a slower game in his last night against Memphis, 40 minutes and only 32 FanDuel points, but that's because DeMarcus Cousins stole the show in that game. Cousins was up to 70 FanDuel points in that last contest. But I mean, if you look at Davis in his last matchup versus Houston, which makes it easy for us who are looking to analyze his stats, was only a couple days ago. He came up with 50 FanDuel points in that contest against Houston, and that was with Cousins out of the lineup. So I remember I had said, like, I think Anthony Davis's game kind of can keep up with Houston a bit. Like, they're a fast running team, fast passing team, and he's a mobile big man, so that, you know, he can fit in that game, which he did. 50 FanDuel points is great. But I think with DeMarcus Cousins in the lineup this game, that might cut his numbers a little bit. So, I mean, if I have to pick Jokic or Davis here, I would go with Jokic, just because I think he's got a bit of a more favorable matchup in Indiana. I think maybe also Houston's a bit tougher place to play, overwhelming in general. And I think Denver coming into Indiana, Denver's in a better groove, I think. Even though I'll also mention the Pelicans have won three straight, but Denver's won their last game, and I mean, it was against Cleveland, which should have them riding pretty high on the momentum right now, and Jokic was three assists away from a triple-double there, only 35 FanDuel points, but still a good performance. And I think tonight against Indiana in the front court, he's going up against Miles Turner, Thaddeus Young. Jokic should definitely be able to take advantage of that situation. I think he has the better night between him and Davis.
All right. After that, we go down to $2,500 below them and see Kevin Love and Draymond Green. I'm kind of surprised both these guys are valued the same, because for my money, I know Green has slumped a little bit in terms of productivity the last couple of games, but he gives you so much across the board. Kevin Love, to me, is in for a tough matchup against a Charlotte team that is pretty good defensively, and I think will make his night a little more difficult. Green will make everybody's night difficult, on the other hand, and that's why I think I'm on him of these two. Take a look at those two for me, Dan, and take it down to 6,500 Marvin Williams. And we'll note also in there, of course, Paul Millsap's out with a knee injury, priced at $7,300, so he definitely won't play for the Hawks.
Well, yeah, I think the thing about Kevin Love, his last game was a bit of a tough performance, only 22 minutes, 24 FanDuel points. Maybe it was the front court in Denver was a bit overwhelming. I didn't see that game. I don't know why his production was that low, but I could definitely see him being a bit overwhelmed by a lot of energy in that Denver front court, which I think is a similar situation to Charlotte. Right. Dealing with Marvin Williams, who's been playing very, very well lately. Marvin Williams is a very versatile player at that power forward position and can definitely follow Love anywhere around the court and give him a run for his money on the three-point line and on the rebound. So I'm not looking at Kevin Love tonight. I would prefer Draymond Green for that same price if I had to pick one of the two. And I think it's a good price tag for either one of them, but I like Green a little more. He'll play his minutes even though Golden State could run away with this one. They don't skimp on the guys up until the third quarter. Like, they'll play their third quarter minutes most likely, and then call it a night after that. So he'll play, you know, between 25 and 30 minutes for sure, and that should turn you in near 30 FanDuel points for $7,600. Not bad, but I mean, there's a couple guys a little cheaper that I think you get pretty good value out of, and one of those guys is Marvin Williams. Near $1,000 cheaper, And this guy has really stepped it up for Charlotte, really keeping them in a lot of games, winning those 50-50 rebound battles. He can shoot the three, and he's definitely turned in some major numbers in recent games. He had three straight games with 40-plus FanDuel points, and then he hit a pothole with only 16, but then came back 34, 29, and 22 in his most recent game. But I think tonight against Cleveland, like I've said before, people get pumped up to play against Cleveland, and I think you're going to see the best out of Marvin Williams tonight.
Well, and one guy who I'm going to keep an eye on is Dario Saric. I'm a little bit wary of betting on him this evening. He's had a couple of lesser starts than the previous 2 weeks where he was on fire and really scoring very well in FanDuel play, well above his season average, but he's taken a bit of a step backwards the last two starts, and I might fade him in the matchup against Chicago tonight. I need to see more of a bit of a rebound before I'll be back on that train. The rookie's had a fine year, though. There's no question about that. In the 6,200 price tag on Willie Cauley-Stein is the next up, and then we take a look down to from there to the 5,000s where we see Gorgui Deng and Marquise Chris at the 5,000 plateau, Dan.
Well, I mean, these guys up here, Cauley-Stein, tough matchup for him against Golden State. I don't really look for him to have a great game. Same with Marcus Morris, going up against a tough front court in Brooklyn. Mind you, if Brook Lopez might not be playing since it's the second night of a back-to-back, season winding down, maybe Brook Lopez gets a bit of a rest there. So maybe Marcus Morris is a decent look, $6,000. But I like, if I'm not going above these guys, I like to go a little bit lower here. Mentioned Marquise Chris had a great night last night. It's 40-something FanDuel points, only $5,000 here. And he's going to get a lot of run tonight, likely, too. I mean, he should be able to flourish against Boston's front court. Not the greatest front court out there. They got Al Horford, maybe Amir Johnson too, but Marquise Chris is a hustler and he should be able to work around those two guys. Pretty good run in his last five games, probably averaging about 35 FanDuel points through those five games, which is a heck of a lot above his season average. And looking at Phoenix, they've shut down a few guys and they're really looking at giving the young guys a run. So I like Marquise Chris for 5,000, and I like Gorgui Deng too. $5,000 against the Lakers. Another guy that should be able to do his thing around maybe an inexperienced Lakers front court.
And one guy I'm a little wary of is Kenneth Faried in this range, Dan. For $5,200, he's been banged up a little for the last little while, and he looks to be on a minute restriction for the foreseeable future. And any time I hear those terms applied to a player, I'll tend to fade him no matter what the price tag is. I want my guys on the court. Last I checked, nobody scores from the bench. Let's go down to the sub 5,000 range. We got Trevor Booker at $4,800, Ersin Ilyasova at $4,700, and on down below, Dan, any value plays here that you might sneak into your lineup as a solid tournament pick?
Well, Ilyasova's been getting the starts for Atlanta with Paul Millsap out, right around 25 FanDuel points per game over his last three games, but this is a heck of a tough matchup for him against Milwaukee, I would say. I've said it before many times, I don't like people going up against the Bucks, especially in the front court. So, I mean, $4,700 is a pretty decent price tag, though, for this guy. But again, I don't like the matchup there. Another guy I don't really like his matchup is Thaddeus Young against Denver. I think that's going to be a tough one. He's going to be mostly preoccupied on defense. But some value picks I do like. Some interesting ones here might be... this is coming to mind now. Not something I thought about earlier, but John Luehr could have an interesting night out against Orlando, especially with some of the happenings in Detroit. I know Stan Van Gundy turned to Luehr for a while and then sent him back to the bench, but he's been playing well over his last five FanDuel or games where he's, or his last four where he's top 20 in three of the last four, and 13 in the game that he didn't. But for $4,100, that's a pretty good chances there. He's playing around 20 minutes a game. But some more interesting picks is a guy, Thomas Robinson. He might have earned himself some minutes with his performance in some garbage time in the last game. I mean, he kind of went off. He only played 10 minutes, but he turned in a pretty decent numbers. Let me get those numbers for you. He was here, he turned in 24 FanDuel points in only 10 minutes of action. Nice. So, I mean, he went off. And I think he definitely would have, you know, I think Luke Walton is the kind of coach that he's going to reward that. Again, especially it was garbage time. There's, you know, what you're not playing for anything other than minutes. And some guys, you know, they don't always come in and give you that kind of effort. Thomas Robinson gave a full 100% effort and turned in some massive numbers. So for $3,600 against Minnesota tonight, I mean, he could be useful in that matchup too against Minnesota with a solid front court on in Minnesota. I mean, you know, Thomas Robinson can combat that as a solid front court player himself to win some of those rebounds. So I like him tonight if you really want to roll the dice. And then David West, also another guy, if you really want to roll the dice there. He's been playing pretty well, only, you know, averaging about 13, 14 minutes a game, but still turning in decent return on those minutes, averaging 12 FanDuel points on the season, but definitely above that in his last six games, probably averaging closer to about 16 FanDuel points per game with a couple 20-point performances in there. And I mean, tonight, if things kind of, you know, go Golden State's way quickly, you might see a bit more David West there tonight too. Oh, and sorry, one other guy, you gotta give this guy an honorable mention, Quincy Acey. He's just a very, very admirable player in how he plays the game. Looks for any way to impact the game possible. Really cheap here, $3,600, and he's been turning in very good numbers lately. Two plus 20 performances in his FanDuel point production over his last four games. His minutes have increased, and I think he's going to keep getting those minutes.
All right, let's go to the centers, and we'll take a look at the top three guys, Dan, at this primo position. Karl-Anthony Towns at $10,400. DeMarcus Cousins, $9,300. Nikola Vucevic at $8,200. Which of these guys, if any, are you leaning toward quickly?
My favorite is Karl-Anthony Towns, $10,400. He's the guy whose team has... Well, I think that's actually irrelevant. I was going to say whose team has the most on the line here, but I think all three of them are going to put in the same effort. I don't think anybody's going to slack. But I think Karl-Anthony Towns is a very solid bet here. I know he's the most expensive, so you get what you pay for. But his numbers have been fantastic over the last heck of a bunch of games, nearly 20 games, probably averaging close to 50 FanDuel points through that stretch. And, you know, tonight against the Lakers, they don't really have anybody who's a stopper in the front court. So I think Karl-Anthony Towns goes to town along with Andrew Wiggins. Tonight, I'm going to put a poll up on Twitter who's going to be your favorite duo for tonight's action. And you can bet Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins are going to be one of those options. So I'm, like, interested to see what people pick there. And then DeMarcus Cousins is coming off a good game in his last game, 70-something FanDuel points. Great performance for him. I think this is a lot tougher matchup, though, for him against Houston. Like I said, this team is really fast. They move the ball very fast, and they attack the paint when they do. When they swing it around on the three-point line, open up those driving lanes, and they attack hard to the paint. So, and then you got those wizards at drawing fouls, like Lou Williams. You got James Harden. So these guys, they might make it part of their game plan to attack specifically DeMarcus Cousins, who's the slower of him and Davis, and maybe get him in foul trouble. So, I mean, I'm not too confident in what DeMarcus Cousins might do. And unfortunately, we don't have the sample from the last matchup, as I think he was out for a suspension. It might have been in their last game. So I'm not on Cousins. I would more look even the guy below him, Nikola Vucevic, who he always surprises me at how well what kind of numbers he turns in FanDuel. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised really anymore, but I mean, this guy's got three straight games, four out of his last five, plus 40 FanDuel points in the high 40s, over 45 in four of his last five, and 38 in the game before that. So, I mean, Vucevic has got great production, and for $8,200, good price.
Let's go down to the next range. Andre Drummond at $7,800, down to Greg Monroe at $6,100. Dan, a quick thumbnail on a couple of guys in this range.
Well, I know I said it's a tough matchup down low for Indiana, but I like Miles Turner here. He's going to be needed. the one thing I'm worried about if he gets into foul trouble, but I definitely like him more than the other three guys there, more than Lopez, Howard, or Horford. I think Miles Turner gives you the best bet there.
And I would tend to agree with your assessment in this range, Dan. And what about some value plays down below? $5,900 to $5,000. Tristan Thompson at the bottom of that list with Jahlil Okafor.
Well, in this range, is another tough range. I mean, I think Mason Plumlee of Denver, especially if he's going to get the start again, he's been playing well. And he's a threat on all parts of the stat column. So I think he's always an interesting pick to me. And that's a pretty reasonable price for him there too. If you want to spend, you want to go cheap, but not too cheap on the centers, I like Mason Plumlee there. Yeah,
I think that I'm going to find value in the sub-5,000 range. And one of the guys that I'm looking at tonight is Marcin Gortat, Dan, against Brooklyn. I know that Brooklyn center is they're pretty much one of their best players in Lopez. But Gortat doesn't take a backseat to anybody on the court. I think he's going to give him a good run tonight and might be a guy I'd lean on in this range. Do you feel the same or looking elsewhere?
Well, I mean, Gortat's production is last two games, 10 and 12 FanDuel points. But, I mean, like you said, I think it's a good price tag,
right.
And if you want to take a roll on it, he can definitely really return the five times value there and get you 25 FanDuel points maybe. But I think my best bet for value centers here in terms of sub 500 looks is Kelly Olynyk going up against Phoenix. Olynyk came out with a strong performance in his last couple games, and this matchup seems a favorable one for him. He'll be one of the heavier guys out there, bigger, stronger guys out there, and he's top 20 FanDuel points in three of his last four games. His last game, 31 minutes he played with 26 FanDuel points, and his minutes are he's got spotted 30 minute games in there, but averaging around 23 minutes a game, maybe averaging 18 FanDuel points a game on the season, which is pretty much what he's doing in his last bunch of games anyway. So I like $4,100. Kelly Olynyk is my best pick on terms of the value centers here.
All right, let's take a look at what the RotoWire optimizer spits out for tonight's 10 game slate. Dan?
Just give me a second to get it going here. So the optimizer gives us John Wall and Jeff Teague at point guard. So I like Jeff Teague there, I mentioned. Then it gives us Ian Clark and Jordan Crawford at shooting guard. Jordan Crawford's a guy we didn't mention, but this game tonight could be a pretty favorable matchup for him, a shootout if it does come to that. I mean, he didn't do super well in his last game against Houston, but, I mean, second time's a charm maybe. And then you got Andrew Wiggins here and Shabazz Muhammad, two guys that I do like tonight as well, we mentioned. Then it gives us Anthony Davis and power forward and Gorgui Deng. They are what they are there. And DeMarcus Cousins at center. So it's going with the duo from New Orleans against Houston. I'm not too sure how I feel about that, but this is an optimizer picking based on the value that you're going to get. And interestingly enough, all but two of these picks give you value over five, which is pretty good. The only ones who are below five value is John Wall and Anthony Davis, who are Davis is 4.77 and Wall is 4.92. So I mean, that's still pretty good value all the way across the board there on the optimizer's picks. So pretty interesting group of guys there.
All right, and we remind our listeners, don't forget to check back with RotoWire starting lineups on the NBA tab. We also do lineup sweeps and checks all day long at RotoWire, so you can make sure your players are good to go right up till tip-off on the daily games. And another reminder, folks, on behalf of our friends at FanDuel, we want to remind you, our listeners, that baseball is just around the corner. Don't get stranded on first base without a RotoWire subscription, and don't miss out on this great offer, folks. Make your first deposit on FanDuel today and you'll get a free 6-month RotoWire subscription for all the premium value that we offer there. Go to FanDuel.com/RotoWire to claim it. You must be a new FanDuel user in order to be eligible. Users may only establish one account on FanDuel. That's FanDuel.com/RotoWire. Now, last episode, Dan, we talked about the scrappy play in the NBA, and lo and behold, I went to the game between the Bulls and the the Raptors, and a hockey game broke out. There was a wicked battle, including a fight that caused a couple of players to get suspended. You know, I have to say, I much prefer a little animosity between teams rather than watching them hug it out at the end of the games. Because it cost me, upwards of $200 and $300 per seat in some cases when I go to these games. And I want to see a little animosity. I don't necessarily want to see fights, but I sure don't want to see hugging it out. How do you feel about all that?
Well, it was really funny how the fight worked out, because we had a podcast that day, and I remember mentioning, either throw punches or forget about it. So they definitely went with the more interesting of the two there. But, in my opinion there, yeah, Lopez started that beef, and Ibaka was right to stand up to him and not be afraid to throw the hands, because, you know, what the heck? I mean, you get the suspension, but at the end of the day, it gives the team a boost. I mean, that whole situation gave the Raptors kind of the momentum burst that they needed to come back and win that game, which was one of the best games I think I've ever seen. Especially, I mean, it would not necessarily be that way if you were a Bulls fan, but I happen to be a Raptors fan, so it worked out great for me. But those kind of plays, and having a little bit of animosity between the two teams, I think is what a lot of teams are missing, maybe, in terms of the extra grit that they need to win some games. And yeah, like you said, I mean, we've talked about this before, but I don't have as much of a problem with the hugging it out as you do, because I think, you know, these guys, they're teammates in the Olympics, they're friends off the court, this and that. But at the same time, like I said, I think maybe it does get taken a little too far, and maybe sometimes they do bring too much of their personal relationships into the game, whereas they should be having a little bit more of that grudge on their shoulder. That would help them maybe get the edge that they need to come out in close games or to really jump on teams early. So, well, yeah.
It's funny you say that too, though, Dan, because in that same game, Jimmy Butler and DeMar DeRozan, they hugged it out during the course of that game, even during the course of that fight a couple of times. And I'm sitting in the stands just absolutely fuming that the Bulls center took a pot shot at one of our star players. I was so angry, and I see these guys on the side hugging it out. It really ticked me off, and I'll just leave it there for this week. I'm kind of interested to know about the timing of the fight on the day of the same episode. Maybe some of the guys in the locker room found out about our show and took it to heart. So interesting the fallout that we saw. So there you go, everybody. Have a look at FanDuel and enjoy all the fun and games on their menu of options. We hope we've given you some good ideas. For Dan Bruno, who you can follow at TheBrunoOfficial, I'm Paul Bruno, reminding you to follow me at StatsMan22. Good luck with your FanDuel plays to all our listeners from RotoWire.